This is regional news coverage from the KBI Newsroom. I'm James Parham. A Missouri Senate panel has endorsed a new funding source for a program that serves developmentally disabled children. The Senate Health Committee amended a bill today to create a $55 million state fund from state general revenues to be used for services to the disabled and low-income seniors. The bill is intended to ensure that there is no drop in funding for the First Steps program for disabled preschoolers, nor for several other initiatives. Last week, the legislature voted to fund First Steps and those other initiatives with revenues from the repeal of a tax break for low-income seniors and disabled people who live in rental housing. But Governor Jay Nixon has said he is likely to veto that tax credit repeal if it is not a part of a broad-based tax credit overhaul. It is still 8 years away, but Missouri lawmakers want the planning to begin for the bicentennial celebration of Missouri's statehood. Missouri was admitted into the Union of the United States of America on August 10, 1821. Today, state lawmakers gave final approval to a resolution directing the State Historical Society of Missouri to develop proposals to commemorate the 200th anniversary of Missouri's birth as a state. The resolution directs the Historical Society to provide guidance for a statewide effort to promote and celebrate the state of Missouri's rich and complex history. Missouri lawmakers have sent Governor Jay Nixon a bill that would require public employee unions to get annual consent from their members to deduct fees automatically from paychecks. The House passed the measure 85-69 today. It passed the Senate earlier this year. The legislation would also require public employee unions to get annual consent from members to spend a portion of their fees on political activities. Organizations representing first responders, such as police and firefighters, would be exempt from the measure. Supporters say the measure gives public workers more control over how their union fees are spent. Opponents argue it makes it harder for unions to participate in the political process. House Speaker Tim Jones has named additional members to a newly created House Commission reviewing driver's license policy and the sharing of gun data. The Cole County Sheriff, the Cape Girardeau County Sheriff, and Republican House members Stanley Cox and Wanda Brown are joining the commission, bringing the membership to 10 people. Jones wants a report by September 1st that includes recommendations for new laws. Jones also wants details about who decided to begin making electronic copies of people's birth certificates and concealed gun permits late last year. He also wants to know who released a list of permit holders to a federal fraud investigator. Children leaving Missouri's foster care system after their 18th birthday would be able to return to state custody until they're 21 under a bill sent to Governor Jay Nixon. The House passed the measure 150-9 today. The Senate gave it unanimous approval earlier this year. Missouri currently lets children remain in the foster care system until they are 21, but prohibits re-entry if they leave after turning 18. For KBI News, I'm James Parham.